Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Leave a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Oh yes, say Mr. Tripper in.
I got up here as fast as I could. Look, Dean Travers, I don't know why you called me in, but whatever I did, it wasn't me. Oh, no, gee, I'm sorry. Sorry, I was making a chocolate cake when you called, and I rushed right over. Here you go.
Here's Mr. Tripper's file.
I won't need this. I know all about him.
Me too.
Look, Mr. Travers, if this is about Stevie Mitchell's peach flambé, I was just trying to help him out.
Never mind,
no, Tripper. You see, I was pouring the brandy in for him when Sally Larson came by. You know, Sally's so gorgeous. I've been trying to meet her for months. Anyway, I started talking, and pretty soon I'm talking and pouring and pouring and talking.
Tripper, this
and
is
then
not...
Stevie lit the flambé. But he's gotten over it now. His eyebrows are just starting to grow back in.
Tripper, I'm going to pay you a high compliment.
What, you like the way I burned his eyebrows?
No. I mean, this Saturday I'm having a few friends in for a gourmet dinner. And I want you to cook it.
Really, sir? Wow, this Saturday I was going to go out on a date with Sally, but I'm sure she'll understand. After all, huh? A job's a job and the money will come in handy.
Honey? Oh, no, Tripper. I mean, you're still a student. You wouldn't want to damage your amateur standing, would you?
Well, no, but that's a lot of work.
Oh, this is a big honor for you. And it's good experience.
Yeah, well, that's not fair, is it, sir, for me to
do all
that work for
free? Well, let me put it like this, Tripper. How much longer have you got to go before you graduate?
A year.
Well, you want it to be a happy one, don't you?
Yes, sir, but I think I should get paid for it.
Then I'll see you this Saturday. A simple 7-course dinner will be adequate.
But for no money at all, I mean that.
I'll tell you, we can't get Mr. Furley to do anything. Jack asked him to paint the kitchen cabinets. He said no.
So Jack had to do it himself.
Yeah. Oh, it must be so nice to have a man around the house.
Oh, you ought to know. You were married 3 times.
I had 3 men around the house. They were also around my neighbor's house, my girlfriend's house, their secretary's house.
They were really helpful, weren't they?
Chrissy, I don't think they were painting any kitchen cabinets.
How awful! Oh, men. No wonder you gave up marriage and went into business.
Men can give you heartaches in business, too. You know, when I first became an executive, they didn't even give me a secretary.
No kidding. How come?
Oh, because I'm a woman. They expected me to do my own typing.
Yeah, they didn't give me a secretary either.
You are a secretary.
No. Excuse me. But I still have to do my own typing.
Oh, come in. Look who's here.
Hi, folks.
Oh, Ralph, just the man that I wanted to see.
Well, feast your eyes, Lana. But try to control yourself in front of the children.
I want my apartment repainted.
Well, now, that's not up to me. I'll have to ask my brother. He's the owner. I'm just the manager.
And I would also like shelves put up in my closets.
Look, after that last job I did for you, my brother warned me about spending too much money. I'm liable to get fired.
And I'd like it all done by Friday. Bye-bye, girl.
Goodbye, Lana.
But, Lana, I'm not going to do it!
Make that Thursday.
Thursday, right.
Why can't I learn to say no?
You say no to Jack.
You're darn right I do. And where is he? He left this bill for some paint inside my mailbox.
Oh, what color did you paint the inside of your mailbox?
I didn't paint the inside of my mailbox.
Oh, we'll be glad to lend you some of our paint. We have some left over from the kitchen cabinet.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
This was inside my mailbox.
I hope you didn't get paint all over it.
There isn't any paint in my mailbox! I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Jack! Jack, come here. Mr. Furley has got a problem.
I don't want to hear any problems. I got enough of my own.
What's wrong?
Travers wants me to cook for a dinner party he's having for free.
Well, why didn't you tell him you couldn't make it?
Oh, I tried, Chrissy, but he's one of these people who sounds so positive. You know, he's a real authority figure, and that always wipes me out.
Sounds like my brother, Bart, the big dictator.
Boy, Jack, you know, you have got to learn how to say no.
Yeah, who teaches that?
My mother. On my first date, she really showed me how to say no.
How?
She went along with me.
Hey, you know what? It sounds to me like you need Dr. Prescott.
Who's he?
Oh, he's a psychologist. He's an expert on assertiveness training. He wrote that book, Yes is a Four-Letter Word.
No, I don't need any book. It won't help me.
Well, if you disagree with someone, you can hit him on the head with it.
Chrissy.
Especially if it's a heavy subject.
Right.
You know, Jack, the company that owns my flower shop, they're sending all their salespeople to him.
Oh, nice try. Forget it, Jen. Just forget
it. Well, listen, I gotta be going, so would you please explain this bill for the paint?
Yeah, somebody painted the inside of his mailbox and he wants us to pay for it.
Will you forget about my mailbox? Let's just say I found the bill for the paint under my door.
Oh, what color did you paint under your door?
I didn't paint under my door!
What are you talking about?
Listen, I'm not paying for any paint you used in the kitchen.
Well, neither am I.
Oh, yes, you are.
Look, Mr. Furley, why can't
we just
talk about this?
Why can't I be that way with my brother and Lana?
Janet, what's that Dr. Prescott's address?
Oh, honey.
Dr. Prescott? Hi, I'm Jack Tripper.
Yes, Mr. Tripper. Sit down. Why'd you sit down?
You told me to.
Do you do everything people tell you to?
No, of course not.
Then stand up. You did it again.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do.
Well, why don't you just tell me what you want to do?
I want to sit down.
Well, what are you telling me for? It's none of my business. Go sit down.
Oh, no, you don't. You already pulled that one.
Oh, Tripper, you learn fast. You are going to be a good student.
Thank you, sir.
Sit down. We'll get started.
You are good.
Self-image, Tripper. It's a powerful tool. I bet that you're aware that I've controlled your every move since you came into this room.
Well, yeah.
And that is what I can teach you.
Oh, well, I'd like that. That would be super.
You've got a long way to go, though, Tripper.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't. Do you know that I can make you sit down without saying a word?
I'd like to see that.
No, not exactly. You see, your self-image allowed me to push you down. Now, I want you to name something that I couldn't push down.
What, you mean like an elephant or something?
Good. Oh, Tripper, very, very good. Now, I want you to think like an elephant. I want you to become an elephant.
Oh, God, I don't know about that.
You're walking through the jungle.
I don't think
walk.
I can.
Dragging your massive hooves through the underbrush. Yes. Now, you're beating back the vine with your trunk. Very good. Very good. Now, I want you to stand. I want you to stand in front of this chair and remember, you are an elephant.
What was that? You pushed me down again.
I pushed an elephant down, and do you know why? Because I am King Kong. You see, Tripper, it is all self-image.
You are amazing.
Yeah, well. Thanks. Anyone can do it, even you. And here is the key to it all. I want you to write this down.
Okay. I beg your pardon?
That was Prescott's command. Bark. B-A-R-K. B. Be somebody. A. Act like somebody. R. React. Like somebody. K. Collect your rewards.
Isn't collect with a C?
Yes, it is, Tripper, but that would spell barse. Now, when you feel like you're losing your temper, you count to 10. But if you feel like you're losing an argument, bark. Now, let me hear you, Tripper.
Bark? Okay. Arf.
Again.
Exactly what I'm looking for, Doctor. Don't you have classes of some kind?
Yes, I do. I have one starting next month on the 13th.
Oh, don't you have anything sooner than that?
Tripper, you've been a wimp this long. What's another month? I'll see you in class, Tripper.
Oh, thanks, Doctor.
And do not forget, Jack.
What?
Sir,
excuse me.
Use the other door, please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Jack, elephants are never sorry.
Right. Right.
Wendy, send in the next patient, please.
He probably forgot what time to be there Saturday. Tell him 5:30. I'm very busy. What is it, Tripper?
Dean Travers, I'm not coming to your house Saturday night.
Don't be silly. Of course you are. I'll see you at 5:30. Goodbye, Tripper.
My time is worth money, and I'm not working for you for nothing.
Tripper, have you been smoking any of those things from the health food class?
Mr. Travers, I'm not coming to your place Saturday night. How do you like that?
You don't show up. You don't graduate. How do you like that?
Then I'll tell my friend from the Times to go ahead with his story about how a high college official uses his position to get slave labor from his students. How do you like that?
A Tripper! Why didn't you say you didn't want to come? Of course you're excused.
Thank you, Dean Travers. I like you. You're okay.
Move!
Chrissy, we have been through this wallpaper book 3 times. Now, why can't you make up your mind?
Because I don't know what's in it.
I give up.
Oh, Janet, I'm sorry. I feel terrible. Jack does all the painting, and you go down and get all these books, and I don't do anything. I can't even help you pick.
Oh, Chrissy, I'm sorry. Hey, don't feel so bad. Gee, you'll be a big help when we hang the paper.
Oh, no, I won't. I remember one time I helped my cousin put paper in her bedroom. It fell right down, pulled the staples right out of the wall.
Why did you use staples to put up wallpaper?
We ran out of scotch tape.
Okay, well, we're going to use wallpaper paste, and then you will be a real big help, okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey, now let's get this done, all right? All right, that's... Yeah? No?
Oh, that's cute. Old-fashioned sleds in a snowstorm. Do you like that one?
No.
Why not?
Because this kind of reminds me. One time I went sled riding with my brother, and he wanted to ride in the front because he liked to steer, and he made me ride in the back, and I held on to him around his chest.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, Chrissy, nothing. But see, the next time I went down the hill, I went with his friend Oscar. Oscar made me sit in the front.
What?
A couple of reasons. I'll tell you, I learned a lot on that sled ride.
What?
I learned how to steer a flexible flyer with one hand and punch out Oscar with the other.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no sleds.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Oh, gosh. That's maybe, yeah? No, okay.
Oh, hey, this flower pattern's nice.
Oh, good. I like that, too. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All done, flower pattern.
Hey, I did it. I did it.
You did it what? You did it what?
I told Travers off and got on a cooking dinner for him, and Janet, I have you to thank for it. Mm.
Oh. What are you kissing me for? I didn't do anything.
Oh, sorry. I'll take it back. How about me?
Yeah, how about you? It sounds like you must have gone to see Dr. Prescott.
Oh, yeah. He's terrific. Yeah? But you should have seen me tell Travers off. When I left his office, he had his tail between his legs.
Oh, wow, that's not easy. I tried that in yoga class one time.
That's
one
cute,
time.
Janet. That's cute. It's so amazing what a little four-letter word can do to your life.
You didn't call him that.
No. No, B-A-R-K. No, you wouldn't understand unless you experienced it. All I can tell you is I'm a new man.
Well, good. You look good in our new bathroom.
What new bathroom?
Oh, we picked out new wallpaper, Jack. I think you're going to like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a real nifty little pattern here. Let me show you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, right on the spot. Nice flowers and stuff.
Isn't it beautiful? All pink and blue.
No, not for our bathroom.
Why not?
No, it's too feminine.
Oh, it is not.
Jack, half of these are boy flowers.
How do you know that?
What, do you think flowers get brought by the stork?
I don't like it.
Yeah, look, Jack, I think you'll love it once it's on the wall. I think once it's up, you're really going to get used to it.
I told you my opinion, girls.
Jack, really, when you see it up, it'll be different.
Maybe. No flowers.
What?
No flowers.
Wait a minute, Jack. Chrissy and I like the flowers.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't.
Gee, hold it, fellas. No arguing. Let's take a vote. That's a democratic way.
No, yeah. No vote.
What's on the majority rule?
Not when it's two against an elephant. I'll find the wallpaper that I like. Here. This is the one. Right here. This is the one that's going up on our wall. I love this wallpaper, and that's what it's gonna be. Woof!
You picked the one with the sleds. Let's go in there and punch him out. Jack, listen to me. Jack, listen to me. I want to talk to you about the wallpaper.
Save your breath, Janet. I told you which wallpaper I want, and that's all there is to it.
That's the one we're going to have. Yeah, yeah, I heard that part, Jack.
But
see, I think if we talk, look, we are reasonable people, okay?
At least two of us are.
Don't. Look, Jack,
I got a really good reason why I don't want those sleds.
And I told you I wanted that wallpaper.
We can't have them. It's bad for her chest.
What? Look. My mind is made up. Nobody is going to walk all over me ever again. You understand that?
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say that from now on your word is law around
here? Something like that.
Jack, that's not like you.
It is now.
Hey, Jack, look, we can't go on living together like that.
Then maybe we shouldn't.
What?
Jack, listen.
Look. It's just the way I'm going to act toward everybody from now on. Watch this.
We ought to sue Dr. Prescott for malpractice.
Furley, Tripper. Get up here and fast. I want to talk to you right now. Move it! See that?
Oh, do you think he is going to run right up here just because you picked up a phone and yelled?
What kept you? Okay, Furley, I want to talk to you. You owe us for the paint we used in the kitchen, the wallpaper we're going to use in the bathroom, and you're going to pay for it. Now, what do you have to say to that? Oh, yeah?
Well, what?
What's laughing at? What's so funny?
You do. You look ridiculous.
Stupid's a better word.
You don't understand. Bark is the key to power.
That's right. Be somebody. Act like somebody. React like...
Dr. Prescott.
Oh, no, I've created two monsters.
She's right. Listen, we should talk this out. Yeah. Sit down.
Oh, no, you don't. I'd rather stand, thank you.
You see, I wanted him to stand. That's why I said sit down, you see.
Oh, well, watch this.
I got him to sit. I got him to sit.
You wanted me to sit.
No, originally I wanted you to sit.
Stand.
Sit.
Stand.
Sit. Do I look as silly as you do?
Sillier.
Get up. Get up. Stay.
Look, Mr. Furley, we'll pay for the wallpaper and you pay for the paint.
Well, that sounds fair.
Yeah.
Hey, Chrissy, that's a good idea. How did you think of it?
Just common sense. It's like if a mama bird has only one baby bird and two worms, she's not going to go out and get another baby bird, is she?
Why don't you two fellows just shake hands and make up?
Oh. Okay, I'll see you around.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Furley, don't forget to hang a wet paint sign in front of your mailbox.
Right.
Well, how about this one? This one blends a little bit. You like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, Jack, this afternoon when you were barking at Furley, it was the silliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, Janet, I know. You told me.
I didn't know whether to spank you or hit you on the nose with the newspaper.
All right, girls, okay, that's enough. Look, I admit I did look kind of dumb,
yeah.
You know. I mean, how could I let a guy talk me into walking around the house barking all the time? You know, from now on... I'm just going to be myself.
Good.
Oh, no. It's a full moon. Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.